Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Keith Powell back with you for another edition of the program. Today we feature the music of Lady Day, otherwise known as Billie Holiday. Miss Brown to You, Billie Holiday, recorded in 1934. When preparing this program, I was debating whether or not we can make it biographical and give a lot of information about Billie Holiday. But I decided, let's take a listen to her musically and how her style changed through her career right until her death on July 17th, 1959. Coming up on the program today, we do feature a very rare interview with Billie Holiday, recorded a few years before her death in 1956. It was recorded for the Jazz Hour on The Voice of America with Willis Conover. We also take a listen to some outtakes from a recording session she did for Columbia Records just before she passed away. Let's get back now to her music. It doesn't matter how old you are. At some point or another, someone somewhere has heard a song by Billie Holiday. Her vocal style was something special that appeared on the jazz scene at the time. Very different from Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday had a roughness quality about her voice. That roughness quality made her an American institution. Fine and mellow.
Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. Treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. Drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong.
Thank you.
Billie Holiday, What a Little Moonlight Can Do. And before that, Fine and Mellow. On February 25th, 1956, Billie Holiday walked into the studios of the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. She'd been performing in Washington for a few weeks, and Willis Conover, who was host of the VOA's Jazz Hour, took the opportunity to have her in the studio to talk about her life and her musical influences. We're now going to listen to that interview. I should remind you, there were some technical difficulties that we had with the original tape, so the sound quality will change from time to time. But it is a very interesting sound document about this remarkable woman.
I think I copied my style from Louis Armstrong, because I always liked the big volume and the big sound that Bessie Smith got when she sang. But when I was quite young, I heard a record Louis Armstrong made called The West End Blues. And he doesn't say any words, you know. And I thought, this is wonderful, you know. And I liked the feeling he got from it. So I wanted Louis Armstrong's feeling, and I wanted the big volume that Bessie Smith got. But I found that it didn't work with me because I didn't have a big voice, you know. So anyway, between the two of them, I sort of got Billie Holiday.
What other musicians have had some sort of influence upon the development of your singing style?
Well, I like Lester Young. I always liked, Lester came much later in my life, but I liked Lester's feeling. You know, everyone, when he first started, thought this man, his tone is too thin, you know, or tenor sax, you know. Everybody thinks it has to be real big, and Lester used to go out of his mind getting reeds, you know, to sound big like Chewberry, and which was, he was very popular in those days. And I told him it doesn't matter because I said, you have a beautiful tone. I said, and you watch, after a while, everybody's going to be copying you. And it came to be, you know. And then, I made my first record with Benny. And Benny came to a club in Harlem to hear me. The Log Cabin, at that time, he was not Benny Goodman. He was just another musician. He worked in a studio band and down at NBC. And he came up one night, and he just thought I was wonderful. So he had a recording date under his own name, John Hammond. You must have heard of him. He's a music critic. And they thought I was it for the vocalist. And the funniest thing... I got there, and I was afraid to sing in the mic because I'd never saw a microphone before. And I said, why do I have to sing in that thing? Why can't I just sing like I do at the club? I was scared to death of it. And Buck and Bubbles, Buck played the piano on that day. Can you imagine all those studio men and Buck, he can't read a note. He played the piano. Well, that's the way Benny is. He likes music. You don't have to read or write or anything. Just play it, you know. So Buck says, you're not going to let these people think you're square, are you? He says, come on, sing it. And I sang, Your Mother's Son-in-Law, and on the other side was Riff and the Scotch.
So you were 15 years old then, weren't you?
No, I was 14.
I beg your pardon. Well, which of your records, Billy, give you more pleasure today? Or perhaps I should rephrase that. What different kinds of pleasure do you get from the earlier recordings and from the more recent records that you've made?
Well, I get a big bang out of Your Mother's Son-in-Law. It sounds like I'm doing comedy. My voice sounds so funny and high on there. And I sound like I'm about 3 years old to me. And but the things that I don't like any of my records, to be truthful with you, because it's always something that you should have done, or you should have waited here, or you should have held that note longer, or you should have phrased, or you know how it is. You're never really satisfied with your records. But the things that I like most, I think the things I've done with string, Or the ones, the real blues ones, you know, like Summertime. You know, the ones with no music at all, you know, where we just relax. Like the things we did with Teddy Wilson and then Betty and Roy Eldridge. And we had, I was with Tom Basie's band at the time, and we had been on the road about 3 months doing one night, as you know, and that's pretty rough. And we had no time to rehearse anything, and we walked right in the studio, no music, and we made six great sides, you know. That was the kind I like.
Billy, you've recorded so many songs. Which of the songs that you have recorded did you compose yourself?
Oh, I did Billy's Blues. Fine and Mellow. And, let me tell you how I did Fine and Mellow. I was with the Cafe Society downtown in the village. And we get up there to make these records. And all of a sudden, we need one more side. So I said, I know. Let's do a blues and let's make the introduction like an organ ground, you know, da 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 da, you know. And right there, I made it all up right in the studio. And I did Don't Explain. And what else? I can't think of. But Don't Explain. And I did that with a fellow named Razoff. And he helped me with the lyrics. But gee, I'm very proud of that because I think it's a pretty tune. Oh, and I did God Bless the Child. Don't let me forget that one because I wrote that for my mother. And how it came about, I asked mother for some money. And she flatly refused me. So I said, that's all right. God Bless the Child, got his own. I walked out, you know, and it started stuck in my mind. And my piano player and I were fooling around the next day. I said, you know, that's a good title for a song. I said, well, maybe we'll have to make it kind of religious. So he says, no. So I write out the words, and we get the melody, and we wrote the song. So I carried it to Marks, the publishing. He thought it was wonderful, and right away he published it. So that's how we got God Bless the Child.
Are these your favorite records of those you've made, Billy?
No. No. The things, like I told you, the things that I made that I liked never got popular, like Deep Song. You probably never heard it. Decca. It never got popular. You're My Thrill. I think it's got a beautiful background, the strings and the oboe, and it never got popular. Like Benny Goodman always says, like the Summer of the Spring I did. The song, Nothing Ever Happened to It, is the most beautiful thing I ever heard in my life. Teddy Wilson, Irene Wilson's wife, wrote it. And she got inspired when the night we were all playing up there, Benny Webster and Benny Carter, myself, and John Kirby, the bass player. We were in her apartment having a jam session there, and she had made some red beans and rice that night. And we were just sitting around playing, and she got inspired and wrote the tune. But like Benny says, that's not gonna, nothing's gonna happen with the tune. It's too beautiful. And he just didn't make sense to us, you know, but he was right. He says, maybe in years to come. Now, for instance, like Yesterday's, that's a tune that I recorded, and I loved it. But Benny was right because, what was the show, Roberta? It came from Roberta, I think. Well, anyway, Only Have Eyes for You, that was popular, all the other tunes. Yesterday is the most beautiful song in the show. It's just starting to get popular now. So maybe Benny was right.
What other songs that you haven't recorded would you like to record someday, Billy?
Well, I don't know. I tell you a song I'd like to sing, and it doesn't have any lyrics to it, I don't think. And that's Al Waltz. David Rose, da 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 da.
Yes.
You know. Things like that, something nobody else does.
Well, let's get away from the musical end of Billie Holiday for just a second and ask how the name Lady Day came about.
Well, now, that came about when Lester was and I were at Count Basie's band, and Lester named me Lady Day, and he named my mother the Duchess, and there was Count Basie. So we were the royal family.
I see. Well, then how did the gardenia in the Billie Holiday hairdo become Billie's trademark?
Well, I've always loved gardenias, and one night I got very, very, how would you say it, when an artist gets, I don't know, it's a word for it. Anyway, I just wouldn't go on. I couldn't go on. I couldn't sing without my gardenia. So it became a trademark, and I just thought I couldn't sing if I didn't have a gardenia in my hair. And it had to be fresh.
You're no longer wearing the gardenia these days, though.
Well, no, I got over that. It was just a childish thing.
Lady Day, Billie Holiday, our in-person guest today on the Voice of America Jazz Hour. Thank you very much, Billie.
Thank you, Rose, for having me here.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Takes me in his arms, the world is right, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I'm his forevermore.
My Man, and before that, the Billie Holiday classic, God Bless the Child. We also took a listen to an interview that Billie Holiday did on February 25th, 1956, just a few years before she died, on July 17th, 1959. The interview was for the Voice of America's Jazz Hour with Willis Conover. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to let us know what you think of the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Of every Billie Holiday recording, there is one album that stands out from every single one. The album is called Lady in Satin, featuring the orchestra of Ray Ellis. This was one of her last recordings that she made for the Columbia label. She had passed away not too long after. This album is considered a classic. Now, when you listen to it, you hear a very different Billie Holiday. A very different Billie Holiday from recordings that she made in the 30s, 40s, and early 50s. In this recording, you can hear the pain this woman went through in her life. Let's take a listen to one track from it right now, which is absolutely beautiful. I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true. A love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss, not mine alone. To share a kiss the devil has known. again. I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, I went away. But then would come the time when I would need you. And once again, these words I'd have to say. I'm a fool to warn you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you. Can't get along without you.
I'm a fool to want you. Billie Holiday from the album Lady in Satin. Ray Ellis, who wrote the arrangements and conducted his orchestra for this session, said years later, when the session was taking place, he wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied with Holiday's performance. It wasn't until he took the master tapes home and listened to them carefully that he realized this album is going to be a classic. The album was also very difficult to record. Many of the tracks on it were not recorded in one single take. Holiday was unable to sing through a song without making any mistakes, many times either forgetting the lyric or singing off-key. To give you an example of the difficulty she had making this record, let's listen to one of the outtakes.
So I walk a little too fast. So I walk. So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? No good. At the end of a love affair. I don't know it. Now, please try to play much more as you can and loud as you can. I don't know the tune.
Now, that was just an example of some of the difficulty she had singing the songs on this album. most of the songs eventually were recorded separately. They decided to lay down the orchestra tracks and then record Billy and use the best takes to make up one song. Let's take now a listen to the song that we just heard the rehearsal from, which is The End of a Love Affair, which is actually made up of 23 takes.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in a crowd, so that people have to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be, and the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all? So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair?
The End of a Love Affair, Billie Holiday, with the Ray Ellis Orchestra, recorded in 23 takes. Most of the songs on the album were recorded in that fashion. Lady in Satin, as I mentioned earlier, has become a classic. It has been remastered on CD and has also been repressed on vinyl. I would suggest you pick it up because it is absolutely, probably, her most fantastic album. When Billie Holiday started making a name for herself, she started recording with some of the best musicians of the time. During her time at Verve Records, she recorded with some of the giants of the label, like this one, featuring Oscar Peterson and his group, Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. Greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. Walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining.
Stormy Weather, and Autumn in New York, with Billie Holiday, featuring the Oscar Peterson Group. Her last recording session ever took place on March 3, 1959. She passed away in July that year. This is now one of the final songs that she ever recorded. I'll Never Smile Again, featuring an orchestra arranged and conducted by Ray Ellis, with Hank Jones on piano.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that I won't. I'll never love again. somebody new.
Never Smile Again, Billie Holiday. And with that, we've come to the end of the program. We'll see you again very soon for another edition of Jazz for the Asking. I'm Keith Powell.